Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome. Okay, thanks, Vladdy.
We're late here. We're running late.
I get we're late, man. I was waiting for a little music there. I'm sorry. Hey, we've got Dave Hyde in with us this morning, and a lot of stuff going on. We've got a bunch of games tonight in town. Panthers up in Broward, down in Dade. The Heat try to even up the series with the Celtics tonight. Panthers look to close out Tampa Bay. We got our draft in and all seven rounds, and some guys have big stats and some guys don't, and we'll see. I guess, I don't know, what would you say on the breakdown of the draft of people that were happy? Because people make up their minds before anybody plays, I've noticed through the years. What would you say when people look at this and go,
The Dolphins draft?
Yeah.
I would say people aren't happy. Now, from the standpoint that did they take a step forward towards winning next year? Which, to me, that's all that matters right now, because their whole window is next year. All of a sudden, the bills started coming due for their trickeration of the system this year, where they, you know, the whole tanking and then reversing the rudders full speed and trading draft picks and spending money. They already lost a lot of talent, you know, on the line. One of the questions is, can they be physical enough? They lost two physical players. And did they
at center and right guard? Yes.
Did and on the defensive line, Christian Wilkins on
big loss.
And
they have not replaced him. They haven't replaced him on first down, second down, or third down.
Well, they replaced him with a lot of bodies. And the question, there's going to be a huge rotation. You look at how Baltimore did it, and they're new guys from Baltimore, and so now you're rotating bodies in. But bottom line, they didn't get more physical this offseason. They got less physical, and they weren't a physical team to begin with. So I think when people look at it, the draft didn't make them trend up thinking, oh, okay, we're back. We got a couple good answers right now.
Yeah, it's a weird one for everybody that jumped on this Friday morning. On the radio here was Chop Robinson. It is really weird. Four sacks and 15 tackles total. Now, I've heard the pressures and ridiculous amount of pressures, and he was always blowing the lineup and was back there. It's still really hard. Usually a lot of pressures means a lot of sacks. First of all, let me start with that one. You get a lot of pressures. I don't know what the percentages are, but you just look at the guys getting a lot of pressure. They're getting a lot of sacks. And then just tackles. That's
a weird one to me. That's really – I could live with
– okay, 15 tackles, 21st on the team, 21st on the defense in tackles.
Seventh on the defensive line. So it isn't like, okay, some system of rotation.
Manny
and
Diaz
that.
Rotated guys. Right. I don't know. I didn't see a lot of Penn State football, so I want to be a fraud there. But so anyway, we have all that stuff. I got to ask, we haven't talked about this. I wanted to get to this for the Canes. So a lot of Canes came out when they had eligibility left, turned pro. Leonard Taylor doesn't get drafted. Javion Cohen doesn't get drafted. The guard from Alabama, the transfer here. James Williams almost didn't get drafted. Goes in the seventh round. I always wonder. So, and I know the knock and Javion Cohen was like was a kind of a top rated, if I'm not mistaken, was kind of a fifth or sixth or seventh guard in the draft, and I thought he would get drafted actually, but and then the Leonard Taylor was going to be a first round pick, then they go, well, he might be a second round pick now. He did not get drafted. Somebody didn't even go, well, I know one of the knocks is he doesn't play hard every snap. He's got that Raekwon Davis doesn't play hard every snap. I know that. I've seen the stuff for the last couple years on him. Needs to put it together every snap and show because there is some talent there, obviously, a former five-star guy. But I don't know. Like, if Leonard Taylor and Javion Cohen know they're not getting drafted, do they come back? Because I'm guessing they thought they're going to be pretty high draft picks.
They're listening to the wrong. Look, the central problem to Miami before Mario got here was players are playing too early and they're leaving too early. And it, every year it's the same thing where they're either not drafted or they're drafted so late they should have stayed another year. Now, it also brings up the issue, why in the NFL can't guys come back? In the NBA, they can sign with agents. They can go through the draft, and they can come back if it didn't work out. Why not allow that? Why not open up that option?
Well, so Miami's quarterback did dip his feet to find out what was out there. He didn't go with an agent or anything, but he did. And listen, this whole setup is fraudulent because the guy that does your marketing is also most likely your agent. Drew Rosenhaus represents for marketing contracts for college athletes starting at 18 years old. He's got deals. He's already working on deals out there for players. So it's just a weird one. So Cam Ward saw that he wasn't going to go as high. He saw what people were saying, and he goes, "Yeah, I'm going back. I'm going to go back and play college football. Give another year. Got paid obviously a nice seven-figure salary to come down here and play, and did that. So you can do it." But these guys made up their mind like we're in. We're just going for it. I just don't know who they're listening to. And again, you know, first of all, if your agent told you you're going to be a first or second or third round pick and you don't get drafted, I'd probably fire the agent right off the bat.
Even if it was my guy Drew,
like I probably go, Drew, I'm going a different direction.
If you don't get drafted, the agent doesn't mind being fired, though. I mean, there's not a lot there for him.
So
there's
a good chance those guys are going to be on the team at some point. This practice squad and stuff, like I'm guessing the seven draft picks for the Miami Dolphins, short of just being god awful, they're either going to be on the 53 man roster or they're going
to
be on that practice squad.
They have to be if they're drafted because from a financial standpoint, look, the Dolphins had eight draft picks total the previous 2 years, and so. Just from a, we need cheap talent. You got to sign those guys.
And you know the other thing is, through Wes Welker, who I think they really respect as a wide receiver coach, I think he and Mike got together, coordinator, and said, "We're not going with all these old veteran wide receivers from last year. Let's get some those fresh young guys in here. Plus our rookie from a year ago, or 2 years ago, and let's get rolling on this thing." So I think that's. They're going to plan on some of these young guys at wide receiver. I don't know how quickly they play, but you would think one of them would play, right? You draft two wide receivers.
You hope
somebody
got to
play.
Look, when you look at what the Dolphins did, what were their top three needs? Edge rusher, offensive line, and probably receiver, right? I mean, maybe safety in there, but
defensive tackle. I guess they're fine with this defensive tackle.
I think they got so many bodies.
They've got guys that have played. Don't get me wrong. They're not guys that haven't played. They were rotating or have some starts last year. Somebody looked at him and said they're good enough for us.
Well,
to
look,
play
Anthony
in the
Weaver coached the Baltimore line last year. The salary cap on the Baltimore line, they went out and got guys. The salary,
that's a hell of a D line.
$18 million was spent on the whole defensive line last year, and it look, they went to the AFC Championship game. Defensive line was very good, so I'm sure his thought was, I'm guessing anyways, because I haven't. I can go out and find some bodies, and they how many did they sign? Like five defensive tackles? I don't know. They signed a lot of defensive tackles. So, you know, it's almost the nuclear warhead. We're gonna have a lot of nuclear warheads. We hope one gets through. We hope we get one.
And they're gonna rotate them in there. I think they're gonna keep a lot of extra defensive tackles. Benito Jones and you look around and Jonathan Harris and. Neville Gallimore and Deshaun Hand was here last year. They got a bunch of bodies. Now they got a bunch of bodies to come in here. So anyway, we've got to go to a quick break here. We've got a lot of stuff to get to here. Yeah, I just thought it was really weird. This, like, Leonard Taylor coming into last year, some people had him as a first round. You know, they do these early first round pick. Had Leonard Taylor as a first round pick. He did not get drafted. He's going to the Jets, by the way. Did not get drafted.
Cam Kinchins was their highest pick. What, 99?
I think he was. He's third round pick. Yeah.
So, and he'll have a nice career. He could be a really good safety.
Only thing to knock on him that dropped him to three, he ran real slow. He ran some slow 40s. I think that was a lot of it. James Williams, I was shocked. I thought they were talking about him going in the third round. He goes to Tennessee in the seventh round.
So much of Miami, I think, is recruiting your players at this point, not from just the NIL, but you'd like to have those older players coming back for another year. I would assume. I would
agree. He would have loved to have had those guys back.
Now, they went and they got a couple. They've loaded up.
Well, the transfer portal.
The transfer portal.
We have not talked about it, but, they have loaded up, and he has quietly got some guys, including Damian Martinez, the Oregon State running back.
They got
now
a Louisville linebacker. Big
Sam
big
Brown,
numbers.
Houston wide receiver, came in. But this Damian Martinez, I didn't realize he's 6'1", like 237 pounds. He's a big, strong back. I did not realize that. So, anyway, we got to go to break. Got a lot of stuff, man. We are all over the board this morning, so we'll have more for you. But first, I want to talk to you about Baptist Health South Florida. Where do the pros go? Get it every day of my life. Somebody comes up and goes, hey, Joe, my wife got injured. This Achilles thing is really bothering her. Where do the pros go? I mean, that's just a standard line. Everybody wants to go where the pros go. Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, all trust those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. What a team they have put together. We're talking about top specialists. They brought them all in, man. Knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand specialists, back specialists, hip and knee replacement. And now I think we have three doctors doing nothing but Achilles injuries. That's been the hot new one that more and more people are talking about. We see it more in college and professional sports than ever right now as well. So it's one of the top sports medicine programs in the country because of the doctors they put together, team doctors that travel with the team. Hey, man, they know how to get you healthy. That's all I'm going to tell you. And we've got three locations. Easy for Dade and Broward, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, at Hard Rock Stadium next to the practice facility, and also 595 and Pine Island Implantation. Boy, they got you covered. Easy to get to. Get you in there with some of the best doctors that are working Dade and Broward County. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy, playing the sports you love the most.
We always feel that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Way, but it remains to be seen. Like, no one's given anything, you know, here. We have some good players on the roster here, and these guys are going to have to work to beat them out and earn spots. But, we selected them because we feel that they have a chance to contribute. But, again, they have to earn it. Nothing's given. And I think Mike and the staff have shown that over their 2 years here, that you earn your playing time here.
All right, Chris Greer talking, and, you know, everybody talking about this now. Seven draft picks. Two wide receivers, two edge rushers make up a big part of this thing. And a productive running back out of Tennessee as well that they moved up to get in the fourth round. And then Chop Robinson and Patrick Paul, your top two guys. Dave, you got seven guys. I'm guessing most of them are going to be on the active roster. Well, they're not going to put them on practice squad. They'll lose some of them if they did. Development guys, they'll somebody will put them on the active roster. So those guys will be, most of them, on the active roster, I would think.
Sure, when they were drafting 10, they were on the active roster, because they need them. They need those salaries.
But Dave, and Dave High with us from the Sun Sentinel this morning, and will be with us for a few days here. Like, you can't have seven guys just sitting on the bench. Like, some of those guys, I'm not talking specials, some of those guys got to play on offense and defense.
Who's going to play? We're not talking role player, but who's going to start? That's the question. Who's going to start? I love that they stacked the edge rushers. They got a first round and they got a fifth rounder. I like that. It was a desperate position.
So
now they got, but starters. I there's nobody you can say pencil in and say, okay, he's from day one, he's going to start.
Well, I'll just say this: if Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb can't play, and they're not ready for week one, not quite ready, then those draft picks are going to have to play.
Well, as a third down pass rusher, though, he's not going to be at least he knows, showed no signs at Penn State of being able to stop the run by all
Shaq Barrett shows. Shaq Barrett will start.
Shaq Barrett will start up.
He's 31 years old. Yeah, he's played a ton. Now it comes down to who's going to play on the other side. One of those guys, either Muhammad Kamara is going to have to play, or the guy you drafted in the first round, Chop Robinson. And honestly, the backlash, if he's not playing as a first-round pick, and I get he's got to develop. He got to develop on the football field playing is how he's got to develop. You sitting there with a first-round pick, that's not getting past one stinking fan in this town. Not one everybody's going to notice. Look, if you get drafted in the first round, Dave, you've been down here to watch this, how this first-round thing works. And if you don't play pretty quickly, they get on you pretty good. Everybody knows who the first round pick is, the franchise pick is.
they can get away saying he's a third down. Right now, he's in our third down package because he had 15, as we've said, 15 tackles, 11 were non-sacks in 10 games, meaning the quick read-through there just backs up everything that was said about him. He's not strong. He doesn't stop the run.
Well, there's something wrong.
You can't have that
guy. The guy has 15 in 12 games started and has 15 tackles total. That's not normal. Matter of fact, it made me go look some of the other defensive linemen that we've drafted in the first round. And,
oh, no,
you know,
don't do that. No, don't do that, Joe.
I just was curious, you know. But, so.
And what was the conclusion there? You know,
better stats than that.
You know, it's interesting that the 33rd team, which is Mike Tannenbaum's creation, right? When he left here, he started this football X-Minds, guys out of the game, they come together, they give, they talk. And they did a study of edge rushers, 58 edge rushers taken in rounds 1 to 3 from 2017 to 2020. And they found out, their study showed that 50 of them didn't have a higher sack percentage in the pros as college. In other words, it was the same or less.
Yeah.
So 8 of them got better sack percentage as pros. So the Dolphins are betting that this guy's in the 8, I assume. I mean, because you don't want a guy with 4.5 sacks. You know,
right.
So basically, they're saying this guy will be against the odds that's come through before.
No, I understand. And listen, we got a little spoiled because we got two guys when they're healthy are really good.
Yeah.
I
mean, well, Jalen Phillips, right?
Jalen Phillips and you know, Bradley Chubb had 11 sacks,
year.
11
great
and a half
year.
Sacks, and
yep.
And by the way, went over the top of some guys on a couple of others where you're looking at like realistic sacks they could have had, you know, and he could have been sitting there at 13, 14. And
by the end of the year, that went from your strength because of injuries to your weakness.
And Van Ginkle, crucial piece to lose.
Now, why didn't they re-sign him? Was it just money? I was surprised by that because the money, it's 2 years, $20 million, I think, 14 guaranteed or
something like that.
It's not off the charts money. I thought there's a guy versatile and especially.
Don't worry, I thought he was going to Eagles.
Instead, he went.
Nobody
to the
liked
other,
him more.
He
than
went
guy.
To the other ex-Dolphin
yeah,
coach, Brian Flores, with Minnesota.
So that was an interesting one. So we got a lot of texts coming in. Vladdy said a lot of fans are not happy with the draft. And by the way, it's really weird because after the first two picks on the potential, you got a whole bunch of guys that got great stats. Like two wide receivers put up huge numbers. 5'10 and 5'8 wide receivers. And you got a running back out of Tennessee that if you see the highlights, excuse me, he runs away from everybody once he got through the line of scrimmage in Jalen Wright. And besides the 1,000-yard club that the three draft picks all had, so you had some guys. And then your second pass rusher had 13 sacks last year.
Isn't that exactly what you want? I mean, a guy who and did you listen to his interview?
No.
He's going to be the most quoted guy in the team, or he tones it down one or the other because he sounded like he's coming in here and he said he's going to make everybody pay who didn't draft him. And
yeah.
All the things you want to hear.
I want that chip so big. He must have gone to Jason Taylor school of just like, I'm in here with a chip on my shoulder. Everybody said I'm too small, and I went to a small school. Now everybody pays. So, he put up 6'1", 250, Colorado State, 13 sacks.
They got the exact opposite kind of edge rusher. The first one, everything at the combine, his numbers are things scouts fall in love with, and his production isn't there. The fifth round from Colorado State, he's 6'1", something like that.
Yeah.
6'1", 2". And so doesn't fit the prototype at all that you think of an edge rusher, but his numbers are talk about big production. So it's something for everybody, I guess.
Well, listen, we've got that going on. We don't want to forget about besides that, and I know a lot of football fans are all fired up this morning, but what a great night be able to talk about the playoffs with the Panthers, chance to close out Tampa Bay tonight, and the Heat trying to even up that series. Have not played as well at home as they have on the road. It's the damnedest thing. And by the way, it's been like this all year. And I know Jimmy's out, but it's another night to say all the same guys got to have Bam, Tyler, Hawkes, and Caleb Martin got to have big games. Caleb Martin was unbelievable in that game, too, as well as the rest of those guys. And they spread it out. Wasn't like one guy had a 40-point game. I don't know if you watched, by the way. Two NBA games were unbelievable yesterday. That Philly-New York game was.
Are you trusting the process still if you're in Philadelphia? Talk about the other team that tanked. The other team that systematically tanked to win. And it tells you, if you're dumb enough to have to tank, you're not smart enough to get yourself out of the process. And,
Philly, the big fella, Joel Embiid, is really good, puts up really good numbers, but watching him run around on one leg right now with that knee limping, he looks like
he had 1 point in the fourth quarter. This is the same story every year with him. Why is this? Because he doesn't get himself into shape. It's interesting. I'm sure if he ever came to the
Dave,
Heat,
don't you think he?
No, he doesn't get himself in shape. You talk to NBA people. No, Joe.
I think he's got bad knees, man.
Maybe
you're
does.
Saying it's a weight. I don't know.
Now
maybe
he probably
he's saying,
does. His first
that
thing,
was a knock on him.
If he ever came to the Heat, Pat Riley would say lose 20 pounds.
Oh no, he won't come down here. If you got any kind of weight problem, this is not the place to be, because Pat Riley's not privately going to fat shame you right back into like he has every guy through the years. Look at all the guys that lost weight and made extra money. It works.
Don't you keep waiting for Eric Spoelstra to put on an extra few pounds? Something. I mean, he's wearing. He still looks like he's like 35 or something out
Spo?
There, doesn't he?
No, man. Spo's getting the most he can. I don't blame Spo at all. You talk about two of your guys, you 220-point scorers out.
This series to me is ultimately, what do you think of Boston? Because Boston should run them off the court every game. If they're
you know that game's gonna be tight tonight.
Win team.
That game we go right back the same theme tonight. That'll be another tight ball game in the fourth quarter. I believe it.
The Heat would love that.
Yeah,
they're close.
They must have read their clippings because I got to tell you the way they shot the ball to start that game and played with that 12-point first quarter. It looked like a high school first quarter.
And look, the Heat are a rookie. They're starting and a 20-year-old. An undrafted guy who they picked off the scrap heap in Caleb Martin, who's been very good, and two mid-level first-round picks against a 64-win team that has championship aspirations again. So if Boston is good, if they're the team that everybody's been saying they are all right, they should run the Heat off the court. And the fact that Heat took one game and got into their heads to the point, well, this is what the Heat do, and I was just – okay, Boston's got to prove to me they're the team everybody said they are.
Well, we're gonna find out. Tonight's gonna be a blast, man. I'm glad you're in here with me tomorrow morning. It should be a lot of fun to see if the Panthers can close. I expect we're gonna have a good shot tonight to finish up that series with Tampa Bay, and we'll find out what the Heat got to hit those threes, man. Everything. I'm just talking three. Everybody, and this and that. No, it's 3-point shooting.
And they've done it against Boston. Last year, they were over 50% on threes in three of their four wins against Boston. And now they did it once this year. And all I look at the Boston media, that'll never happen again, that shooting. Well, okay. I mean, and Boston showed they can shut it down last game. The question is, can they do it over a series?
We got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to as we continue on here about all the different topics. I know we got a lot of text messages coming in. We appreciate it. We'll take a look at some of those coming up here as we continue on this morning. But first, I got to take a second to tell you about my man, Chev, the CEO of Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Boy, he has got it rolling. You've probably seen the commercials on TV as well, but I will just tell you one thing, man. He's got some deals going for you before hurricane season to finally take care of. You've been talking about it. And soon as we get a threat of that first hurricane out there, those big winds coming in, everybody starts looking for somebody to put on a new roof or get them new windows. And I'm telling you right now, Chev has made it clear, Joe, make sure they know about some special deals we're running right now. Impact Windows and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Does that help you? Impact Windows is low as $6 per month per window installed. And when it comes to roofing material, they do it all. Tile, shingle, metal flat. Best people, great prices, great service to have you taken care of. Loctite takes care of all permits and HOA approvals, so you don't have to worry about that, covering all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, even Palm Beach counties. So what are you waiting for? You got to at least make a call and find out what they can do and how quickly they can do it for you. Find out more about them. It's an impressive company. It's growing for a reason. Call 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-LOCK. Again, 954-500-LOCK. They'll have somebody answer that phone that can help you quickly to find out what you want to do. They'll come out, take a look at it. Loctite, Impact, windows, doors, and...
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And roofing.
While he develops the type of athlete, and what Chris was alluding to is he's able to block people, a little out of position. So, you know, what we look at is, well, how easy or impactful would that block be if everything was aligned? You know, so there's, especially for offensive linemen coming in our system, it is, every day is very valuable from stance and start. That's probably the first thing that you master, is how we come off the ball, and for that to be impactful against an opponent, it has to be, we want it to be the fastest, the quickest, the most deliberate that anyone does in the National Football League. So you got to train that and make it consistent, and then you move on to the next thing. But all is on the table, not because there's a hole, more because we're going to coach this guy to be the best player he can be, and we know he wants to be great.
Well, I hope everybody wants to be great. That was the head coach, Mike McDaniel, talking about first couple picks. Lots been talked about with Chop Robinson, their first pick. Patrick Paul, their second-round pick, an offensive tackle. And a long, big, long wingspan and all the other things. I do agree with one thing that's getting old. We got to stop. And the guys on national TV have to stop. When this guy reminds us of Micah Parsons and Myles Garrett. First of all, they're two of the three or four best pass rushers in the NFL. So stop. Probably not fair, as you said, to Chop Robinson during the break.
It's not fair. I mean, dude, can you imagine coming in and, oh, here's Micah Parsons. First of all, because they went to Penn State, and
right. They're
on the front seven. But Micah Parsons was a linebacker. He had 109 tackles, I think, at his last
How crazy year. Was that? That guy, there, he's playing linebacker, and somebody goes, you know, I think we ought to move him outside. So Jimmy Cephalo told me, he goes, he's one of the best pass rushers. I go, Jimmy, he's a linebacker. He goes, he's a really good pass rusher. And next thing you know, I swear, after he told me that, and he's outside as a pass rusher, nobody can block him. And the way they used him, they were having him run games with that great speed. But that guy is – look, if you get anything close to that guy, then we would all be very, very happy.
But, yeah, and Myles Garrett, I think what they're saying is the athleticism.
I get it.
Okay,
yeah, okay.
You want to say his numbers, his speed, there's some – every first-round pick has some elite talent, and Chop Robinson is his athleticism, his speed, is, you know, the way he can attack. And I get that. It just didn't translate a lot into numbers.
Yeah, and Okay, he ran a ridiculous, anyway, 250 that runs under a 4.540 is crazy fast, but yeah, I care about one stat, the one on the football field of being productive. So they all come differently as pass rushers. And Dolphins draft one in the first round and the fifth round, and a couple of wide receivers. Got a safety, got a running back, and we'll see where they all fit in. Because some of them going to have to be backup. Some of them going to have to rotate in at some point. Because one thing we do know, and you don't really count on it to start the year, we're going to have guys injured. And we still got guys coming back from injuries from last year. And then, you know, we got the left side of our offensive line back. That's the good news. The bad news is they both got injured last year and missed a lot of games. I thought Wynn was really good last year when he played, but he has the same problem that he had in New England.
Right. I mean, my question is, why do they keep signing guys with such severe injury histories? You know, it's a game of attrition, and as you get older, you don't get healthier. And so they've signed so many guys, and I've asked them, and we don't really pay attention to that. And I was like, wow, that's – well, I appreciate the honesty, but you would think the injury history would be something central to what you're signing. And yet, Tron Armstead, great player, great guy. You can see great leader on the team, but he can't practice. And you could even – so big deal, he can't practice. He's still really good when he plays. But
they look at that, I'm guessing, in those meetings because of his past history and say, if we can get Tron for 13 or 14 games – it's worth it because he is that good.
Sign it up right now if you can get him.
And Kendall Lamb, we got our third guy back who did a nice job last year.
Very good. Yep. Very good
doing that. So they got their three. Austin Jackson, who, by the way, was injured the whole year, the year before, was the most durable offensive lineman you had last year, which to their point of turning it around. But you're right, man. You look at that O line, it's a lot of the same guys. Aaron Brewer. Probably going to start at center as of right now, and we'll go from there to see. And then we got to find out who's good enough to play right guard. Who will be the right guard? Now, all the guys that backed him up, Lester Cotton and Rob Jones, they're all back. Got, you know, those guys all back on cheap contracts, which they're going to have to do because they paid out a lot of money to a handful of guys on this team.
And remember the topic out of the season last year was, are they a physical team? Are they physical enough? Right? And now they lost Rob Hunt, probably their most physical, if you're just going physical, offensive lineman. He was the thumper. And they lost him. They lost Christian Wilkins on defense, who he was there all the time, very physical player. My question is, for a team that there was question, are they physical enough? They've taken a step back, I think, this offseason. And so we'll have to see once they get everybody on the field and all that. But I can't imagine they're going to be more physical having lost those two guys.
You know what's amazing? So this thing, now everybody says it, right? They're not physical. I mean, they got physical guys.
I didn't say they weren't. The question, are they enough? Are they physical enough?
Well, if we're going back to the end of the season and the cold, throw a little cold weather in there, which is the knock on this team for the last 20-something years, all right? Well, we won't play well in cold weather, some of it because our teams weren't very good.
Well, look who they're going to have. Okay, if we're talking Super Bowl aspirations, okay, if we're talking that, look who they have to go through. Buffalo, Kansas City, Baltimore, Cincinnati, assuming that Joe Burrow's healthy.
Houston.
You're not going to be playing indoors up north. You're going to be playing December, January, cold weather games. And that's even throwing out the Jets and New England in the AFC East, who had some interesting weekends. But so you better be prepared to play in the cold, which means you better have some physical, you know, component to your game.
Yeah. Dave, I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't think this team's as good as last year's team on paper to start the year. I know we got to go to break here, and we've got
step back. That's what you're saying.
How about, you know what we need right now? I believe that we need a little Omar Kelly coming up in a few minutes. Huh?
Yeah, I love Omar.
He's at the Miami Herald now.
Yeah, I know.
And you, of course, guys worked together for a long, long time, did a lot of shows on this this topic, the Miami Dolphins. Anyway, we'll have more of that coming up, so don't go away. But first, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock, Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I got to tell you, man, if, you know, I've been bragging about them for a long, long time because I've known right from the top down, well, I'll tell you what, they work 7 days a week. They got 135 trucks on the road. They've been around for 35 years, and they want to let you know when it comes to air conditioning, they got the best people in the business, trained and certified technicians. When you talk about the plumbing side, they got licensed, experienced plumbers. We are the water heater kings and air conditioning kings of South Florida because we have a warehouse full of them, all different sizes to fit your home, your rental property. It really doesn't matter. Anything you need when it comes to a water heater or air conditioning unit, we have all sizes ready to deliver quickly to your home. Great service every day. That's what it was built on. It's still family-owned and operated. We lost Big Daddy Lenny, but we didn't lose his son Eric and the rest of them over there at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Hey, same-day installation is always the goal. We got financing plans to help you out. And again, the reviews, check them out. Google reviews are strong, and not only that, but they do it all for you, and they are big time, big, big time, ready to take care of you when it comes to being a number one Rheem dealer in the nation, top American standard dealer in the nation. They are strong. All you have to do is go to 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-349-6922 for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.